Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. I'm so glad that you could join us today. My name is Gabe, and I know your English will improve. Now, tell me about your favorite hairstyle. How long have you had your current hairstyle? Would you like to try a different hairstyle? You know, there are some hairstyles that I would love to try. What about having a perm? Or what about shaving all of my hair off and maybe having my favorite basketball player etched into the side of my head? That sounds kind of fun, right? I don't think my boss would like it, though. The people here might think that I pull hoya with a bowful, if you know what I mean. Well, the name of our lesson is hairstyles. And what should you consider when changing your hairstyle? Now, should you consider the cut, the color, or the texture, or maybe you should consider all three. Friends, open up your magazine and let's learn about hairstyles.
Hairstyles. There are so many styles to choose from. Going to the hair salon can be a lot of fun, but it can also be stressful. There is a lot to consider if you want to change your hairstyle. The cut. First, you'll need to decide how you'd like your hair cut. Should you cut it short or just get a trim? Chopping off several inches of your hair can give you a whole new look. But when deciding how to cut your hair, it's important to consider the shape of your face. Your haircut should suit your face shape.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 hairstyle 这个名词。Hairstyle 是指发型。例如 the pop star's unique hairstyle has been her trademark since she released her first album. 从第一张专辑开始，这位流行歌手特有的发型就成为她的注册商标。或者是 you can check out the latest hairstyles and colors on this website. 你可以在这个网站上看到最近流行的发型跟发色。其实我们看的是 trim 这个名词， trim 在这里是指修剪或修整。例如 I asked the stylist to give my aunts a trim,But he cut 2 inches off my hair. 我请设计师帮我修一修发尾，但是他把我的头发剪掉了2英寸。Trim 也指滚边或镶边，例如 the blue trim on the sleeves were hand sewn. 这个袖子的蓝色滚边是用手缝的。Trim 也可以当动词，注意它的过去式、过去分词还有现在分词都要重复字尾的 m 再加上 ed 或 ing。例如 all the restaurant staff need to have their fingernails trimmed neatly. 这家餐厅所有员工的指甲都要修剪整齐。
Seriously, maybe I should change my hairstyle, Rebecca. But what should I change it to?
Are you really thinking about changing your hairstyle? Oh, I know. You want to grow your hair long like me.
I want to have long hair. No, that's not actually necessarily true.
Oh, I know. You want to shave your head?
Now, that's an idea. That's something I could go for. Well, I guess I could think about it. But for now, friends, let's take a look at different hairstyles and maybe what you can do to change your hairstyle if it is time for a change.
And our lesson says, there are so many styles...To choose from. There are so many hairstyles, right?
Exactly. And this sentence pattern, this means that there are many options, right? You have many choices. There are so many to choose from.
So let's say you go to a tea shop. Mm-hmm. You might say, I don't know what to choose. There are just so many different types of teas to choose from. I can't make a decision.
That's why I like going to a restaurant in America calledIn-N-Out. Have you been to In-N-Out Burger?
Yes, but that's not a tea shop.
No, it's not. But the menu is so small, there are only like 3 or 4 options. There are not a lot of burgers to choose from. It's so easy to make a decision.
Right? You go in and say 1, 2, or 3.
Yes.
So easy. I agree.
Well, back to hairstyles. There are so many styles to choose from. Going to the hair salon can be a lot of fun, but it can also be stressful. And I have to agree, that's why I don't like getting my hair cut that often. Because sometimes it's hard to tell the person exactly what I want.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's why they often have magazines or other books for you to look at to help you get an idea as to what kind of style you want.
Oh, I thought you were going to say so that you can be distracted and look at something else while the person is cutting your hair.
Well, perhaps you can do that as well, but I think the purpose of the magazines is to help you choose your hairstyle. Well, our lesson does say there is a lot to consider if you want to change your hairstyle. So this next section is called the cut. First, you'll need to decide how you'd like your hair cut. That's the first big decision.
Exactly, and that is a big decision. We read on here, should you cut it short or just get a trim? Well, there's a word from the word bank there, trim. And this is in contrast to the word cut. And I like this picture right here, Rebecca, to trim your hair. That means you're not cutting a lot of it. Maybe you're just cutting or clipping it to make it look neater.
Exactly. Like my hair really should be trimmed every 3 months.
Okay.
Every 2 to 3 months.
But you don't actually cut it. Like,
no.
If you were to say you cut your hair, that would mean you cut a big chunk of it, right?
Right.
Longer hair length.
Maybe I just need to cut a little bit off, trim just a little bit off.
Okay, very nice. So friends, that is the difference between to cut your hair or just to trim your hair. Chopping off several inches of your hair can give you a whole new look. A whole new look. That's the phrase we want to talk about here.
Uh-huh.
Do you want a new look? That means you're going to look a little bit different.
And, of course, hairstyles can give you a whole new look. But if you go to the store and buy a new outfit, maybe different than what you've worn before, that will also give you a new look.
Yeah, there are so many ways that you can give yourself a new look. I think it would be kind of fun just to try wearing something completely different one day, just to give myself a new look and see how people react. Actually, when you do cut your hair, Rebecca, do people react in some way or do they just think, oh, it's normal?
No, they actually usually do react. Oh, you cut your hair. What I like to hear them say is, your haircut looks nice.
Hey, that's a good thing to say, friends. If you notice something like that about your friend, you can say, that haircut looks nice.
Okay, so our lesson says, but when deciding how to cut your hair, it's important to consider the shape of your face. Your haircut should suit your face shape.
Yes, and that word suit in our lesson means to fit or to be appropriate for your face shape.
Exactly. So let's say that someone comes along and they're wearing a really nice sweater, a beautiful color. You could say, hey, that sweater suits you nicely. It looks so nice on you.
I like the way you used that word. Friends, we do have more to learn about hairstyles, but right now let's go to the
Info Cloud.
Should get a haircut now.
Hello, friends. Is the word hair countable or uncountable? Well, that would depend on how it's used.
Normally, hair is uncountable. We call the entire mass on the human head hair, no S. So we say, Sally has red hair and John has curly hair, no S.
This is using hair as a collective noun, referring to all the growth on top of one's head. When you go get a haircut, someone cuts your hair, not cut your hairs.
Now, if someone is almost bald to the point that you can actually count the number of hairs on his head, then you can say he has 13 hairs, or even more unfortunate, 5 hairs, and that would be countable.
This is using hair to refer to an individual strand of hair. Strand is the measure word for a piece of hair.
And what happens when you split a hair? You get a split end, right?
Very funny, Ken. No, splitting hairs is an idiom that means to argue about very small differences or unimportant details.
Hey, Carolyn, I know you were 5 minutes late this morning.
Actually, Ken, I was only 4 minutes late.
Okay, let's not split hairs. You were late, period.
Friends, by arguing I was 4 minutes late instead of 5 minutes late, I was splitting hairs or concentrating on a tiny and unimportant detail. The fact remains, I was late.
Hair 这个字要注意，它可以当可数名词，也可以当不可数名词。不可数名词的 hair 是头发，比如说 Paula has blonde hair. Paula 有一头金发 ，hair 不加 s。当可数名词 hairs 是指一根一根的头发或毛发。例如 ，She found two hairs on his collar. 她在她的领子上发现 two hairs 两根头发。头发的数量也可以用 strand 来表示 ，a strand of hair 也是一根头发。另外 ，splitting hairs 不要误会，字面上好像是把头发分开，好像是形容头发分叉。哦不，若是讲头发分叉，英文叫做 split ends。splitting hairs 是一个片语，表示钻牛角尖，在小事上吹毛求疵。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
To cut or not to cut? That is the question. Well, I don't think I have the right scissors for cutting hair. However, this is something you might want to consider if you are going to cut your hair. Should you get it cut, or should you just trim it a little? You know, there are so many different hairstyles out there. Are you going to change your hairstyle? You should think about the cut. You should also think about whether you want to dye your hair. That's a good idea. Let's learn more about that in our next section.
Hairstyles. The color. Dyeing your hair a different color can also really change your look. Many people try to choose colors that look natural. But adding bright streaks of color, such as blue, pink, or green, is also popular. Some people even bleach their hair to make the color lighter. The texture. Changing the texture of your hair can also give you a more up-to-date appearance. Straightening your hair or adding curls or waves to straight hair can make you look like a whole new person.
OK, 接下来我们看 streak 这个名词 streak 是指条纹或条痕例如 you can tell from her gray streaks that she's over 60. 你可以从她的丝丝白发看出她已经年过60了。或者是 the band's lead singer has blonde streaks in her long hair. 这个乐团的女主唱有着黄金黄色挑染的长发。或者是 the boy's face was covered with streaks of dirt. 这个男孩的脸上一条条的都是泥土的痕迹。最后我们看 bleach 这个动词 ,bleach 在这里是指漂或者是使褪色。例如 Sammy bleached her hair so she looks really different. Sammy 把头发漂淡因此看起来不一样。或者是 the hair conditioner is formulated for permed and bleached hair. 这个润发乳的配方是专门为烫过或漂过的头发设计的。或者是 mom bleached the sports pants but couldn't get the stain out. 妈妈把这条运动裤漂白过但是还是去不掉污渍。Bleach 也可以当名词意思是指漂剂或漂白水。例如 add a little bleach to the water to disinfect the kitchen towels. 加点漂白水到水里来消毒厨房抹布。 And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thanks, Michelle. So what else should you consider when you want to change your hairstyle? You could consider the cut or the color. We read here, dyeing your hair a different color can also really change your look. Mm-hmm. And there are many different ways to do this. But first of all, let's take a look at that word to dye. Yes, it sounds like the word D-I-E when someone is dead. But this means something completely different, and that means that you color something differently.
Yes, a few weeks ago, some of my friends went and had their hair dyed. Mm-hmm. One dyed her hair like this greenish color. The other dyed her hair more of a purplish color. It looks great on them, but it wouldn't look good on me.
I think you should try it.
You think I should try it? So I should dye my hair green, purplish?
No, actually, Rebecca, honestly, mm-hmm. I think you would look good with black hair. Black, dark black hair.
You're kidding, right?
I'm not kidding. People with like deep blue or green eyes and black hair, that looks really good with black hair. That's all I'm saying.
Well, maybe, you never know. Next mm-hmm. time you see me, I might have black hair. I don't know about that.
Maybe, yeah. Well, so you could dye your hair, friends, in different ways, and that would totally change Rebecca's look if she did dye her hair black. But we continue on here. Many people try to choose colors that look natural. And again, even if you dyed your hair black, I think it would look natural.
Yes, it probably would look natural. Actually, it's funny that you'd bring that up, because when I was a kid, I used to want black hair so bad. Uh-huh. I really, really, really wanted black,
really
beautiful hair. Mm-hmm. But I had really, really blonde hair as a kid, very light hair.
Maybe one of these days, Rebecca will dye her hair black. We shall see.
Yes, you will definitely see. Well, anyway, but adding a few bright streaks of color such as blue, pink, or green is also popular. Some people even bleach their hair to make the color lighter.
Well, speaking of those streaks, you can see right here there are so many different colors in this person's hair. These really vibrant streaks, right? Well, this made us think of another word. It's related, and that is the word highlights. It's not in our lesson, but some people like to get highlights, and there's always an S at the end of that word.
Of course, you can say, I would like to highlight my hair, mm-hmm. and then there's no S. But if you're talking about the highlights in your hair, there's an S there. And actually, I have had my hair highlighted a couple of times.
Oh, yes, mm-hmm. I can believe that. I think when you highlight your hair, it's a little more natural than when you get streaks in your hair, right?
Right, but you still have to be careful because some people's hair gets really dry and damaged when you either dye it or highlight it.
Oh, good to know. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's continue on here learning about something else, and that is the texture, what it feels like, right? Changing the texture of your hair can also give you a more up-to-date appearance. And there are different words that mean stylish or fashionable. One of those is this up-to-date, these three words put together.
Up-to-date, and this reminds me of phones. Phones are always changing, and it seems like young people these days always want to have the most up-to-date phone.
Nice example. That is true. Well, we continue here. Straightening your hair or adding curls or waves to straight hair can make you look like a whole new person. But there's another kind of hairstyle that I'd like to mention. It was popular in the 80s, and that is when people crimp their hair, okay? Now, if you look closely at this picture, her hair is mostly straight, but she's added what looks like tiny little waves or ridges. And actually, Rebecca, I've got a hair crimper right here in my back pocket. You see, it's got these little ridges right here. That will crimp your hair.
Well, crimping your hair can be a fun way to give it a little extra body, but be careful. It might also damage your hair.
All right. Well, right now it is time for us to go and enjoy the SC Challenge.
Hey, Angus. Welcome back.
I'm back.
You are back. Well, I guess you had so much fun last time that
I didn't leave the room and stay for another question.
Yes. You decided you wanted another SC Challenge.
Love it.
Yes, indeed. Well, today's topic is Hairstyles.
No kidding.
Something that I'm sure you love to talk about.
Yeah.
Well, I have three questions from today's lesson, and let's see how well you can answer these questions. First question, what should you consider when cutting your hair?
When my hair gets really long.
Wait, I got four answers that you can choose from.
Sorry.
A, the length of your hair. B, the color of your hair. C, the shape of your face. Or D, the color of your eyes.
I would go with the length of my hair. When it gets too long, I'll have to cut them.
Well,
which is pretty much every, you know.
That makes a lot of sense.
Every other week.
Every other week, yeah. That actually makes a lot of sense. I love that explanation. Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Well, I'm sorry, but that is not correct. The correct answer is C, the shape of your face.
Oh, so when it gets...
When you cut your hair, you need to consider the shape of your face. You know, a hairstyle that looks good for that shape.
Oh.
Yes. Okay, no worries.
That
Question
makes
number
sense.
Two. If you want to make your hair lighter, what might you do? A, bleach your hair, according to the lesson, that is. B, wear a wig. C, cut your hair. Or D, dye your hair pink.
I would love to dye my hair pink, but I'll have to go with wear a wig. No, wait. Dye my hair.
Which dye your hair pink?
No.
D, dye your hair pink.
What about B? What was B?
Wear a wig.
What was A?
Bleach your hair.
Bleach your hair.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Well, guess what? That is correct. Good job, Angus. You get 1 point. And let's look at last question. What can you do to change the texture of your hair? A, straighten your hair. B, add curls. C, dye your hair. Or D, A and B.
A and B, because both straightening and curling, you're actually destroying and changing the texture of your hair.
You're
right?
Destroying and changing the texture of your hair. Hmm. Is that your final answer?
That's kind of my scientific answer, yes.
And that's your answer?
Yep.
That's correct. Good job, Angus. You got 2 points.
I know a lot about hair.
You do know a lot about hair. Well, you got 2 points.
Thank you
for joining us. And friends, I'm sure you got all those questions correct. We'll see you next time.
Rebecca, I notice you also have a pair of scissors in your hand.
That's right. It's important to have the proper scissors when trimming your hair.
Oh, maybe we can trade.
Yes, these are the wrong scissors.
So we do have more to learn about hairstyles next time right here at
Studio Classroom. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.